Morning, welcome. It's good to see you all on this bright, sunny summer's day. Oh no, that's in my mind. But apparently it's supposed to be nice and warm today, and the sun is supposed to be shining at some point. It's good to welcome you all back after the summer holidays. Last day today of the holidays for many of us. Well, a lot of us have been away on holiday at some time or other over the summer. Or we've had a more quiet, relaxed time if we haven't actually been away. So I thought as we're gathering back, final Sunday before school starts. I say that with a mouth like that because we don't really like that. Let us think about what we've done over the summer and have a quick little, maybe a little chat, or maybe think on your own. What are the things that you are thankful for over the summer? Something good that happened, something exciting, something that you want to thank God for. What would that be? Think about your summer. Oh, yes, I have something thankful here straight away. Yah, is it your birthday today? Something to be thankful for. There's also another birthday, someone little today. Little Joshua, just mentioned that because of my son. Is it your birthday today? Yes, it is. Yes, so we have two birthdays. Shall we just sing now? Oh dear. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Yah. Oh, Joshua. Happy birthday to you. Oh, excellent. Two things to be thankful for already. Anyone else got anything that they want to be thankful for? Something good that happened? Yes. You got your ears pierced in Cornwall. Excellent. Have you got some nice little shiny earrings? Wonderful. I have to have a look later after service. Something good? Yes. Anything? Yes. Going bodyboarding in Newquay. How exciting is that? Got some good waves then. Excellent, excellent. Anything else anyone's done, experienced? Yes. Went on holiday with a lot of friends, so you shared the children. Wonderful, always a good holiday. Yes. Oh. You've got a grandson. Oh, good news. Is there a name? Oh, George. Oh, George. Prince George. Okay, yes. Andrea, yes. That's nice. No work, time with family, always good, yes. Going to France. Oh, excellent. Did you say something else after that? Wave pool in the swimming pool. Was it outdoor? And was it hot and sunny and wonderful? Jealous, but wonderful. We should be happy for those who found the sun, shouldn't we? Yes, shouldn't we? Yes.
We went camping in Cardiff.
Oh, did you get lots of rain in Cardiff? It was so good we came home a day early. Yay! British holidays. Yes. Going to Cornwall to enjoy that. Wonderful. Did you get the sun? Not that I'm obsessed or anything. You did. The week after we came back. Wonderful. What joy. There are lots of things to be thankful for. Lots of things that we might have experienced. Lots of people we've been with. Lots of things that we've done. And we're thankful because God gives us all these things. In the Bible, in the book of Isaiah, in the Old Testament, it says this. God says, I'm first. I'm last, and I'm everything in between. I'm the only God there is. Who compares with me? This is what God says. Who compares with me? Speak up. See if you measure up. Have you ever come across a God, a real God, other than me? I'm the first, I'm the last, and I am everything in between, says God. All the fun things we've done, all the things we're thankful for, God has given us those things. For the last 2 weeks, we were in Devon, well, not this past week that's been sunny, but the 2 weeks before that were rainy and cold. Nevertheless, it was a holiday and we enjoyed ourselves. But there were three new things that I discovered while away on my holiday. The first one was this, that when Joshua goes in the sea or in the swimming pool and he gets cold, his lips turn a bright shade of blue. A discovery that I made that made me realise he's very much like me, because the same happens to me. I thought, oh, interesting, I've not seen that in anyone else before. Another thing was that I went on holiday going, it doesn't matter if it rains, at least we'll be on holiday. A discovery I had, it does matter. Even if you're on holiday, it matters if it rains, it can be very depressing. It does matter. And the final new thing that I discovered was the best donuts in the world are those that are made fresh, dunked in sugar, and eaten straight away. Preferably by the sea, watching the waves. Three discoveries. Maybe they were things that I already knew, but I discovered them in a new way, in a new place, and they stuck with me. And you know, as we come back from holidays, or we come back together at the beginning of September, we enter a new season. We might think the weather has already been seasonably awful, but we enter a new season, not only in the weather, but in our lives as well. Some of us are very excited about this new season, no doubt. They think, September, I'm doing something new, bring it on, come on. Some of us are looking forward to it. Whereas others of us think, oh, I'd like to stay in that holiday summertime and not enter this new season of busyness and newness. But whatever we feel, we're here and we're entering a new time. For many of us, we are doing new things. Some of us start those new things tomorrow, dare I mention. But many of us are doing new things. I wonder whether there is anyone here who's doing something new in the near future. Anyone? No? No one? Oh, yes. You're going to college. Are you excited? Excited, nervous. It's a good place to be. I think that's what everyone would be feeling. Anyone else doing something new? Going, yes? You're doing a workshop course. Oh, excellent. Learning to milling and lathing. I don't really know what that is. Oh, excellent. Oh, how exciting. Are you excited? Wonderful. Yes. Oh, is that good? Awesome. Excellent. Anyone else doing anything new? There must be quite a few of you doing. Oh, Lydia, people are pointing at you. Do you really want to say? Or you're going to China for 3.5 months? Wonderful. Are you excited? Are you ready? Are you packed? Oh, excellent. All in all, that seems very organised, doesn't it? Okay, anyone else? No one else going into a new class or a new school, going to a new class? Wonderful. Do you know who a teacher is? Oh, excellent. You excited? Wonderful. Anyone else? Oh, yes. One of your children's moving to Germany. How do you feel about that? Not sure. Very exciting for them, I'm sure. Yes, excellent. Anyone else? We do new things, even if we don't want to say. There's a lot of us experiencing something new. Or we're going back to something we haven't done for a while and it might seem new for a little bit. And when we do that, we can get nervous. We can think, oh, I'm not sure I want to do this. But God reminds us that he is with us wherever we go. We want to sing a song that talks about how big God is and how wonderful he is. A reminder that he's with us in everything. Our God is a great big God. Do you know that? Don't suppose anyone wants to help me with the actions. Do you know, I don't know whether any of you read bedtime stories over the holidays. Some of you might have done. We did. One of the ones that I like is this. It's called After the Storm, and it's a Percy the Park Keeper story. Anyone read this? Yeah. Anyone read any other Percy the Park Keeper? Well, this one's very good because it's about a storm. We had quite a few storms on our holiday, seemed apt. And it's about a storm when Percy, he's wrapped up tight in bed and he can hear the storm outside. And he's worried because he's worried about his park and his trees and all the animals that live there. And when he wakes up, he goes out to investigate what might have happened. And at first, things seem not too bad. There's a few little trees that have blown down. There's leaves everywhere, but he manages to clear up, takes his wheelbarrow, goes around. And then he turns the corner, and horror. One of the biggest trees that houses the most animals has blown down to the ground. And all the animals are sitting there, looking very depressed. And Percy goes up to them, and they say, "We've got no home. Look at our home, it's been destroyed. What shall we do?" And Percy says, "It doesn't matter. Come on, let's go and look for a new home." And so they travel along and they walk behind Percy, who's pushing his wheelbarrow, and they can't find anywhere. And Percy said, "Okay, let's cross over the river and we'll see if there's something there." And as they're crossing over the bridge, horror! Percy slips and falls into the river, followed by everyone else. Nevertheless, they manage to climb into the wheelbarrow, and Percy, resourceful as always, paddles them across to the other side of the river. Not one animal is injured. When they get there, they're still very depressed. "Where shall we live?" And Percy says, "I have found the perfect place." And they turn around, and there by the side of the river is the biggest old oak tree you've ever seen. And so the day consists of building and fixing and making new homes for all the animals. And in the back of the book, there is the most amazing picture that you can fold out. I always like a fold-out picture of their new home. All the animals are settled in the biggest oak tree you have ever seen. And they are all very happy and excited. You can come and have a look at this picture after the service, if you wish. Very exciting picture. And you know, that's a story out of a storybook, of course. It's about animals. But actually, there is a similarity with the people in the Bible too. Because Percy, in his book, always rescues the animals. The animals always know that Percy will be there to help them. And in the Bible, the people of Israel know that God will always rescue them. No matter what their troubles are, no matter what their problems are, no matter how desperate things become, and they do become very desperate, they believe in a God who is faithful and will always help them. In fact, they believe in him so much, and they know that he'll help them so much, that they begin to think they know exactly what God will do every single time. In the past, God rescued them from Egypt, the most dramatic rescue you have ever seen. He brought them out of Egypt, he parted the sea, and they walked through into a new land. So the people of Israel begin to believe that the way that God will always rescue them is through very dramatic acts that will kill all the enemy and bring them a new wonderful place to live. But in the book of Isaiah, God speaks to them again. And he says, "Remember when I worked in the past and brought you out of Egypt? How wonderful that was." And they're like, "Yes, you're going to do it again." And then he says this on the screen: "But you need to forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past, all those wonderful things I did." He says to them, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Or if you like, God says to the people of Israel, "Don't assume you know how I will always work. Don't put me in a box and say, oh, God will always do it this way. This is a new time, and I want to do a new thing among you." And you know, as we enter a new time, as we enter a new season, with lots of different things that are happening, it's easy to assume that we know exactly how God will work, exactly what he will do. He's always done that in the past, we say, so he will do that in the future. He's always spoken to me in this way, so he'll speak to me again like this. Whereas actually, God might be saying, this is a new time, it's a new season, and I want to speak to you in a new way. I want to do things among you in a new way. I want to work in your life in a new way. And if we always assume God will do it the same as he's done before, then we won't allow him to work in a new way. So I guess the challenge for us in a new season is to ask God what he wants to do and to then let him do it in whatever way he chooses to do. Might not be what we're expecting, but if we let him work, it will be the best thing that can ever happen. I want you to take a look at the screen as we just watch a short clip of film. I'm sure for many of us, God doesn't speak in the ways we saw up there. I wish, if only. But he does speak. If we ask him to speak to us, he does in many different ways. And I guess this new season, this new time is a time where we can be open to new ways in which God speaks. Someone once said to me, well, at the beginning of the day, Kate, ask God to speak to you and then see what happens. And I guarantee he will. And he does. But it's not always in the ways that we expect or through the situations we expect him to. So let's be open to God speaking to us in new ways in this new time. Please do remember this Wednesday prayer meeting, 7:30, praying for the situation that's going on in the world at the moment. And please do join us if you can. Thank you.